Hello, I'm Julia Haller. I'm the ophthalmologist in chief at the Wills Eye Institute and the senior author on the recent New England Journal of Medicine article on the phase 3 trials of ocroplasmin for vitreomacular adhesion. I'm here to discuss that article and those trials for Medscape. The conditions involved in the treatment protocol included symptomatic vitreomacular adhesion. That is to say, eyes with partial vitreous detachments with focal adhesion at the macula causing symptomatology, metamorphopsia, and decreased vision. This included a subset of eyes with full-thickness macular holes as long as the holes were 400 microns or less in diameter. Currently, the standard treatment for this type of condition is, of course, vitrectomy. Because of the drawbacks to vitrectomy, the risks of infection, hemorrhage, retinal detachment, and the certainty of cataract progression, many eyes with symptomatic vitreomacular adhesion are simply followed until the condition becomes so symptomatic and the vision decreased so much that vitrectomy is deemed to be warranted by the clinician and the patient. This is, of course, a risk-benefit analysis. In this particular study, because the treatment involved only an intravitreal injection into the eye, patients could be enrolled with visual acuity as good as 20/25, and that's ETDRS visual acuity. So vision 20/25 or worse with symptomatic vitreomacular adhesion. The vitreomacular adhesion had to be documented by OCT. And these were all read and graded at the Duke Reading Center, headed by Dr. Glenn Jaffe. Ocroplasmin is a recombinant version of microplasmin. Microplasmin is a protease with activity against components of the vitreomacular interface, specifically laminin and fibronectin. So ocroplasmin causes liquefaction of the vitreous, and it helps dissolve the biological glue holding the vitreous onto the retina. In this particular study, 125 micrograms of ocroplasmin were injected into the vitreous in the patients who were randomized to the treatment arm of the study, and the control arm of the study was an intravitreal injection of the vehicle without the ocroplasmin in it. So both arms of the trial included an intravitreal injection. Patients were enrolled in two large multinational trials. In one, they were randomized 3-to-1, and in another one, they were randomized 2-to-1. And over 400 patients, about 464 patients randomized to ocroplasmin, over 100 randomized to the placebo injection, and the primary endpoint was separation of the vitreomacular adhesion at 28 days. Other endpoints were total posterior vitreous detachment. This was judged by the clinician on the basis of an ultrasound. And then we also looked at other endpoints, such as how many patients went on to vitrectomy, how many were spared vitrectomy by the injection of the intravitreal ocroplasmin, and, of course, visual acuity outcomes as well. And finally, quality of life outcomes using the VFQ-25 scale. We then followed the patients up to 6 months, primarily looking at safety outcomes. The results of the trial showed that at the 28-day primary endpoint, 25%, just about 25%, almost one in four of the eyes injected with ocroplasmin had complete release of their vitreomacular adhesion, and this was statistically significant result. Interestingly, even in the placebo-treated arm, with an intravitreal injection, about 10% had release of the traction, but the difference was statistically significant. There was also a statistically significant difference in terms of total posterior vitreous detachment. Very significantly, in the macular hole arm of the study, 40% of eyes with injection of acroplasmin achieved complete closure of the macular hole without vitrectomy. And this was pretty stunning in terms of an anatomic result. On the safety side, we looked carefully at retinal tears, retinal detachments, and other complications or potential complications of the injection, and found no statistically significant difference between the two groups, except in terms of the symptomatology within the first week to 10 days. So patients who had the actual acroplasmin injected as compared to the placebo group did have the type of symptoms that you would expect with a posterior vitreous detachment. That is to say, they developed flashing lights, floaters, some blurring of vision, and some disturbance in visual function, which was temporary and resolved, but which was attributable to the development of an acute posterior vitreous detachment. There was no significant difference in terms of retinal tear or retinal detachment. Actually, more patients in the placebo group developed those, and that was because more of those went on to require vitrectomy, even just within the first 6 months, which was the extent of follow-up in these particular trials. There were no cases of infection, no significant cases of inflammation. We also looked at the rate of cataract progression, and again, interestingly, in the placebo group, there was more cataract progression even over that six-month period than in the acroplasmin-treated group. And again, that was attributable to more of those patients requiring vitrectomy, and of course, vitrectomy accelerates cataract progression, particularly nuclear sclerosis. Therefore, the conclusion of the study was that acroplasmin shows potential to become the first way to pharmacologically vitrectomize an eye, the first pharmacologic approach to vitreomacular adhesions, including macular holes. Where is acroplasmin going? What is the chance that we as retina specialists will have it in our hands in the next months, 2 years or so? Well, the closest update I can give you is from July of 2012, where the FDA panel voted to recommend acroplasmin for approval to the FDA. We are still awaiting news of final approval, and so the drug is not currently available. We hope it will become available soon, and that seems likely. When it does become available, how is this going to fit into our treatment paradigm, and how is it going to impact clinical practice? Well, I think it's going to change things tremendously. That is to say, when patients come in and have a focal vitreomacular adhesion that is causing symptomatology, we now have a new option for them. We can offer them an intravitreal injection that 25% of the time, at least in the patients included in this particular group of studies, 25% of the time, one out of four patients will have release of the vitreomacular adhesion with the injection alone. This changes our previous strategy, which was careful, watchful waiting as the disease progressed. In patients with macular holes, I think, at least in small macular holes, it becomes probably the treatment of choice because we know with an intravitreal injection alone, without vitrectomy, without a gas bubble, we had closure of 40% of those holes. Interestingly, if you look at the subset of holes that were 400 microns or smaller, it was closer to a 50% closure rate. So that really may radically change the options for our patients. If injection of the drug fails, if the patient has no release of their vitreomacular adhesion, there's no downside for them. They go back into the normal treatment paradigm. We can either follow them carefully until things get bad enough to warrant vitrectomy, or they can go ahead with a vitrectomy immediately, and we were not able to identify any downside risk to that for them. So I believe that this is going to be a drug that's very useful. I don't know about the rest of you all, but I'm seeing more and more patients who are recognized as having vitreomacular adhesion. I think this is partly because our colleagues in clinical practice, particularly comprehensive ophthalmologists, are more likely to have OCT machines in their office, and they're picking up eyes with vitreomacular traction at a higher rate than we were previously aware of. Of course, with macular holes, we know about 1 in 50,000 people gets one. Remember that in this study, patients who were very highly myopic were excluded. So we're going to need to do some more studies to figure out exactly where the drug fits into an expanded patient population. And that's going to be a very exciting research avenue for the future, I think. On behalf of Wills Eye Institute and Medscape Ophthalmology, thank you.